underground preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about the sword, your sword, the Bible. Yes, we're going to start a series of Bible study. And today we're going to do the Bible overview. Have you ever wondered who wrote the book of Genesis? I mean, who was there when God was creating things? Who sat down with his pen and was watching? Like, yeah, okay, now he's doing this, I'm writing it down. Have you ever wondered? Well, Moses wrote it. Remember when he was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, when he was given the Ten Commandments? Yeah, that's where God gave it to him. And as a matter of fact, the first five books of the Bible were written by Moses. And some even claim that Moses wrote the book of Job. But anyways, when you get a closer look to the Bible, you will see that you have two parts. The Old Testament, which was the time where the children of Israel were under the law. They were sacrificing lambs in the morning and in the evening. It was before Jesus Christ. And then you have the New Testament, which is after Jesus Christ and under grace, where we can go directly to God under the name of Jesus Christ. And also, when you look each testament from Old Testament to New Testament, starting with the Old Testament, you can see that you can break down the Old Testament in four parts that are the Pentateuch, or five-volume book written by Moses. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Then you move to the second part, that is history. This part transcribes the rise and the fall of the kingdom of Israel. And you have Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And to the third part, that is poetry. And in poetry, you have Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. The book of Psalms were mostly written by King David, and then Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. They were all written by King Solomon, who was the son of King David. Then we can move on to the fourth and last part, that is the prophets. Each of them wrote their own book. Hence, the books were named after them. And those are classified in five major prophets that are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And then you have 12 minor prophets that are Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So here you have 39 books in the Old Testament. Yeah, total 39 books in the Old Testament. And the reason why they classified the prophets in major and minor is based on the quantity, the amount, the volume that they wrote. Because the first five prophets, they wrote a lot. And when you go to the Bible, you can see that they wrote a lot. And then the last 12, they didn't write that much. That's why it's classified major and minor prophets. Then we move on to the New Testament. And also in the New Testament, you can also see that you can divide it in four parts, starting with the gospel brought to you by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're the ones who wrote them. Then you have the second part, that is history, which transcribes the history, the acts of what Holy Spirit did after Jesus Christ. Hence, it's called the book of Acts, Acts of the Holy Spirit. Then you have the third part, that is the epistles. The epistles are actually letters, the letter of edification that was sent by the apostles to different churches So when they write a letter to the church that is Corinth, they call it Corinthians. To Ephesus, that the church that is in Ephesus, to the Ephesians, to the church in Rome, to the Romans. So they're letters. That's why they're named like that. Most of them were written by Paul. And Paul was formerly called Saul, not to be mistaken with King Saul, the first king of Israel. That's a different Saul. But Saul, in the New Testament, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And he was a Christian killer. And then when he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he changed his life and started following Jesus Christ and became an apostle. So he became the apostle Paul. The ones that he wrote are Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and Hebrews. And then you have the epistles of James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Jude. And that is the end of the epistles. Then we move on to the last part of the New Testament and of the Bible, which is prophecy by John with the book of Revelation. So here you have it, 66 books in the Bible. That actually varies because you have the Catholic Bible that includes other parts, the Apocrypha. And we're going to talk about that part on the next message. The amazing part is how 40 different authors wrote the Bible, but yet it translates the message of love of God to us. They all speak the same language. That's why it's so amazing. Because some people claim, oh no, an idiot wrote the Bible. No, it wasn't an idiot that wrote it. As a matter of fact, it wasn't one person who wrote it. It's many people who wrote it. And they wrote it while they were under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And when it comes to the translation, the version of Bibles, you have to understand that the Bible comes from what they call the Dead Sea Scroll, which is a Hebrew text. That means the origin of the Bible is Hebrew. And then it got translated to Greek, and from Greek to the different languages we know. So when you look at the King James Version, that's back in the days of King James. He had it translated. So when they translated it, they put King James Version. And when you read it, you will see that it's Old English. And then they have the New King James Version, which is the modernized version of the King James Version. And also you have people who actually study Hebrew. They'll go and they get the original text from Hebrew, and then they proceed into translating according to their understanding. And once they finish the translation, they label it as, let's say the person's name is Mike. They can label it as Mike's translation, and it becomes Mike's version. It comes from the same origin. It's just different translation. That's all it is. So it all depends on which version you like and which version you prefer. I know I prefer the New King James Version because to me it's more authentic. It's a little closer. To somebody else, they can use a different New International Version. It depends on how you feel. You can pick and choose whichever you like. And also sometimes you can switch between versions to see which translation matches best or which translation relates or explains it better. So sometimes it comes handy too. And that's about it on our Bible overview. This is the start of our Bible study series. And until next time, Underground Preacher, reaching out to the Underground Church. And I'm out.